Listen a moment to Coleman Cox, the kindly philosopher who smiles as he talks. Mr. Cox.
Thank you. This old world is going to be a better place to live in. When it becomes more generally known, we suffer by our sins and not for our sins. You are well dressed when no one can remember anything you are wearing. Always be courteous in the face of discourtesy.
There's a bell ringer.
It is easy enough to tell whether it's a salesman or a collector that is calling. If he's told to come back again, he is more than likely not a salesman. It's the little things in life that count. The fellow that takes little interest in his work, accomplishes little, is paid but little, is given little consideration, and lasts but a little while.
But that's a big thought.
The fellow who is always telling of the faults of others reminds me of the man with a pockmarked face who laughs at another's freckles. Let a shave and a shine be your first morning investments. Every sales room should be equipped with a full-length mirror with this suggestion hanging above it. Before you go out to tell people you represent this firm, look yourself over and see whether you do or not. When you walk into a clean, well-kept office and see a picture of a mother and a baby in a little silver frame occupying the center space on the desk, you can bet your last dime you have a mighty decent sort of a man to talk with. I know people who have enjoyed poor health all of their lives. Because they are fluent talkers, many young men get the idea they are natural-born salesmen, when what nature intended them to be were barbers. I don't know which is of the greatest value, memory or forgetfulness. While memory brings back my old friends and the happy days of long ago, forgetfulness puts out of my mind the mistakes made, regrettable things said and done, making life so much more enjoyable.
There's a happy thought.
Clothes may not make a man, but did you ever see a woman giving smiles and men giving out cigars to traffic cops when off duty and dressed in citizen clothes? Public speakers are always quoting famous men, but never have I heard one quote a lady. To refresh the minds of married men, I'm going to ask, who among you can give the name of that great American woman who said, I have nothing to wear, there is too much powder on my nose, and who's driving this car?
I know that woman.
When employees do not stay with a firm, customers seldom do.
How true that is.
I reckon I'm looked on as being hard-hearted, and maybe I am. But try as I may, the sad tears will not flow with sufficiently to wilt my collar as some great big work-dodging young man posing as an entertainer parades around a cafe singing that dear old mother of mine. While the optimist is seeing the future and the pessimist the past, is a good time for a real salesman to get out and see prospective buyers. You can better judge a man's religion by talking with his neighbors than you can by his ability to memorize large rituals and sing solos in church.
Mm-hmm.
As you see yourself in the mirror is not as others see you, for they are looking at your faults or virtues and reviewing your reputation. Thank you.